Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath day. It's amazing how fast the first 2 months of this year have flown. Here we are, end of February already. It's kind of hard to believe. But it's nice seeing everybody that made it out. I know we did lose a few people probably through Eau Claire family game day over in Eau Claire. So, no games for us today, but let's turn over to Revelation 18, verse 2. Revelation 18, verse 2. Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons. Babylon the Great is symbolic of the corrupt, evil system that has taken hold of the world. This system of government, religion, and commerce has descended through the ages from ancient Babylon. The birthplace of this world's system of government and religion. And verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues." This warning to come out, shouted by an angel in the end time, is a warning to Christians to come out of the ways of this world. What do I mean by coming out of the world? We live and work in the world. We buy and sell. We interact with people from all sorts of backgrounds and religions. What does it mean, come out of the world? In John 17, and verse 14, in Christ's last recorded prayer, he prayed for his disciples and those that would follow them. John 17, and verse 14, we read, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Have you ever felt hated because you just don't fit in? Verse 15, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." Verse 16, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, set them apart for a special purpose. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Verse 18, "As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." Now, by coming out of the world, it means that we do not participate in the ways and means of this world. Christ did not want us to be taken out of the world and live as a hermit in some desolate area of the world, even though at times that's exactly what I want to do. No, he sent them into the world so that they could be a light, an example of his way of life. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2, verse 11. 1 Peter 2, verse 11. "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims." What does it mean to be a sojourner and a pilgrim? A sojourner is a stranger, an alien, one who is presently living among others but not part of the establishment, not granted certain rights of those that are native born. A pilgrim is a trailblazer, one that goes ahead of others, clearing the path so that the journey of those that follow will be easier, so that they will know which direction to go. Being a sojourner and a pilgrim is one who does not partake in the governmental, and ecclesiastical activities of the society in which they live. Continuing in 1 Peter 2, verse 11, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. You know, fleshly lusts, those things which distract us from our primary mission in life, which is to seek first, not second, not third, or whenever I get around to it, the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Fleshly lusts, such as seeking wealth, power, and worldly gain, getting up in the world, is not what we are to pursue. Continuing in Peter, verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Here we see that by our good works, being a light to the world, they will glorify God in the day of visitation. The day of visitation, a future time when God calls them and opens their mind to understand the truth of God. They will remember you, what you did, what you said. They will remember that you took off time for God's feasts. They will remember that you were different. In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, the parable of the sower, we read in verse 7, Matthew 13, verse 7, you know, how some seeds had fallen among thorns, and as the seeds grew, thorns sprung up, and the plants were choked out. As Christ later explained to the disciples in verse 22 of Matthew 13, the seed sown among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Yes, the cares of this world. There are so many things that would distract us from our mission in life. There are so many things to take care of. You know, as we go through life, we accumulate many things. My wife is going through a process of purging a lot of things, and she's inspiring me to do the same to my garage and my shed and my lean-to and my... So I have that to work on this spring. You know, we accumulate many things, and things take up space. Things that require maintenance. And as we grow old, these things get old with us. And our things decay and fall apart as well. What about the deceitfulness of riches? There are those that focus on becoming wealthy and famous. Does their wealth bring them happiness? Does their celebrity status really gain them true friends? Christ warned that these things, these cares, these worldly pursuits will choke the spirit from within us, and we will become unfruitful. So coming out of the world does not mean running off somewhere and hiding in the woods, but rather being separate from the ways of the world. The ways of the world are becoming more and more perverse each passing year. It seems as though there is a quickening, a speeding up of events and activities that can seemingly overwhelm us. We look at the deterioration of our country and often wonder, what next? What next? The problem with our society stems from the lack of morality that has permeated it. God sets up rulers over us that we, the people, deserve. The problems in our society are systemic. Activities and lifestyles that were shunned years ago are now openly promoted and accepted. Anything goes. Christian values are no longer being adhered to in our society. You know, many in the Christian community at large say that if only we can get a president in the White House, that would turn things around, make things better. Then we can return to the way that things were. You know, we may have a reprieve right now with the current administration. We see a lot of change happening in Washington, D.C., and we hope and pray it's for the good. Maybe God is giving us an opportunity to get the gospel message to the world. Time is short. Some bemoan, if we could only go back to the way things were, which things would we go back to? Are there any good old days that we really want to relive? Were there really any good old days, period? Do we really want to yearn for the days of the past? Or do we want to look forward to the soon coming return of Jesus Christ? Have that as our focus. You know, we truly are living in the last days as we see the work that is progressing to a world of one government, a world of one religion, a world of one economic system. The technologies are increasing so that we can see that this is becoming more and more possible each day. Some may say that the last days have been announced for centuries, and they would be correct. It was the last days for those that lived at that time. They all died, and they have no more time to change or grow. Now, we are to come out and not partake of the ways of this world. Remember Lot's wife. When they were pulled out from Sodom, she looked back to the way things were. For whatever reason, she looked back. She longed for the way things were. Maybe she was worried about the family that she had left behind. Most possibly, that's the case. However, they were commanded not to look back, but to go forward. And she is an example for us all. You know, we don't want to look back to the way things were, but look forward to the coming kingdom of God. We need to keep our eyes focused on what lies ahead and not look in the rearview mirror of where we have been. I have a note at home that reads, "Today is a new day. The past is the past. Leave it behind. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues."